Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Katie Kimber is here, and I have never seen her not smiling or not enthusiastic, except about 6 minutes ago when I tried to play a little trick on Katie, and it definitely worked. I scared her to death. We won't go into it, but she definitely had a look of horror on her face. So I kind of like to do that to people who are eternally blissful. I like to... Yeah, I'm so glad I could do that for you. Aren't you glad? Well, the United Way of Adams County has its annual meeting tomorrow night.
Yes.
Can we still come, or are tickets sold out, or what's the story?
We have a couple tickets available still. We're kind of at our max with tables, but we have a few open seats. So if you're interested, just give our office a call, and we can kind of coordinate it from there. I don't want to say... Yeah, everyone buy a table, because we've only got a couple seats left here and there.
Right, so here and there. So yes. If you would like to come as a single or as a couple, they will place you strategically. There's always somebody who can't show up.
Exactly.
But good news is you're pretty much at capacity, and
yep.
So that is the good thing. Now, what happens at the annual meeting?
So this year at the annual meeting, we will be announcing our campaign total. We will be announcing our 2025 campaign chairs, and we have three different awards that we will be announcing as well. Our Live United Award, it's for an individual in the community. Our Business Hero, it's for business in the community. And then we have a Newly United Award this year. We all see all these new businesses popping up all the time, and there's just some new businesses here that have really just jumped in. And they want to help our community. And that's incredible, because starting a business isn't easy. Being a new business in a community is not easy. And they jump in and they instantly want to help. And that's beautiful.
And so you're honoring them, because
we
a lot of times the business of the year is somebody that has been a United Way supporter for 5 decades, which is great. But, you know, it's nice that you say, hey, when you move to Quincy, when you start here, one of the initial presences you can have is with the United Way. So
yeah.
She's not going to give me answers to who are these winners, because, of course, that would ruin it for tomorrow night. But stay tuned Thursday morning to Scott and Mary Show and the morning news on Thursday. We'll have all the winners. We'll have the campaign, how much you raised.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you're probably going to announce maybe your next chair.
Our next campaign chairs.
And you're going to, chairs, okay. She's giving me a hint. And possibly what you're hoping to raise. Now, you did have a different attitude about the United Way this year. It wasn't a dollar goal. It was a refreshment goal. It was a rebranding goal. It was a reintroducing the United Way and getting people to have awareness of the United Way.
Yes.
A whole year has passed, Katie Kimber. How successful are you?
I think we've been very successful with that goal this past year. I think a financial goal is one of those things that we can always set one, and there's always going to be something that you can talk about there. If you raised that money, if you didn't raise that money, that's fine. But our goal this year was to really connect with people, to bring on new volunteers, to work with local businesses in the community, and just to make people aware of what the United Way really does. And I think we achieved that goal. We have had so many new partnerships. There's people who, when they buy tickets, I get all the emails when the tickets for our annual meeting come in, and I see them, and it's someone like I've made a new connection with this year, and I'm like, they're coming to support us. That's so great. But it's just been one of those things where we've just made so many new connections with even like the Adams County Health Department. We've worked with a lot stronger this year, just different businesses in the community and people that it makes sense for us to connect with. But we've been in this tunnel vision of we have to raise this money. But when you get outside of that and you look at the connections and what you're really doing in the community, it's going to change a lot. And I think we've had that experience this year.
Well, it also will drive donations in the long run, because if I'm working at an agency, say the Adams County Health Department, or I work at a child care center, and I see that the United Way is trying to improve the health of children in our community, or is trying to improve literacy with the Dolly Parton Literacy Library, or is trying to improve health care, or is trying to improve housing, whatever, my little interest in life is, I'll say, hey, this is a trusted partner. We're a trusted partner of theirs, so I know I can give money to them and it will be used wisely, because people donate to other people, but they also want to make sure that their money is being used wisely. So the United Way has taken really a whole year to basically tell your story. Thank you for coming on WTAD every month to do that, because we need the fresh faces. There's nothing wrong, and we always need the old gray-haired people like me. If you've always given to the United Way, they need you to keep doing that. But the problem is you've got to create a new generation of donors. Those 20-somethings have all different reasons for giving than a 60-year-old person does. And it's not a habit for them, like it is for me, to write a check every year to the United Way. So you have to develop that into a habit. It's going to take a while to develop a habit. And so you're trying to get not only first-time donors and new donors, but to get them to continue to see your mission and give every year.
Yes, exactly. And I had that experience at NAPBIDE, especially because they have a lot of younger guys, new guys. And I remember presenting there, and there were guys who were maybe like 4 or 5 years younger than me raising their hands, asking questions. And I was like, I'm so excited that you care about this. Like, I'm so excited this isn't just something you have to sit through. You're seeing the impact. You want to be a part of it. And that is wonderful.
Yeah. NAPBIDE, of course, corporate and employees, has always been a big backbone of the United Way. And I've told this story before, but years ago, I mean, this is a long time ago. This is like 6 years ago. This young man who I'd known since he was a teenager and in his early 20s, and he came up to me and he said, I had a United Way shirt on. He goes, oh, I'm giving to the United Way this year. I said, that's fantastic. He said, yeah. He goes, I'm a grown-up. I work at NAPBIDE. He goes, I'm a grown-up. I've got a real job now. I realize that the future of for my children and my family is here in Adams County, and I want to be part of that future now. I've been taking, and now it's time to give. And wow, that was really impressive. And of course, that was put in his mind by the loaned executive that went to the NAPBIDE Manufacturing and said, here's what you can do in your community if you just give your fair share out of your payroll deduction. So there's so many different ways to give to the United Way, and you're seeing so many good things happen. Is the United Way involved in the Adams County CARES Child Care Coalition? Is that something you guys were involved in that happened yesterday? From the look on your face, I see no.
I don't believe so.
Not directly, but child care is an identified need through the United Way.
There may have been someone in our office who was. I don't want to say. Oh no, not at all.
I wasn't there, who cares?
Yeah, because I've been tunnel visioned into this annual meeting, so I'm not 100% sure. Maybe. I know we've partnered with a lot of different, I mean, we did our community needs assessment, and one of the needs is childcare. And so our community building councils have been working, partnering with different agencies in the area to plan for that growing need. So I don't want to say, no, we weren't involved. We'd probably love to be.
I think you're involved just in the fact that the need is there, and because a lot of the money came from the county board of Adams County. And obviously they look at trusted partners like the United Way, like the Community Foundation, like others who say, these are the needs in our community. We have surveyed people. We know these are the needs. 42% of children in Adams County have access to child care. The rest of them do not. So the majority of children in Adams County that need child care don't have it right now, which means several things. Either they're being left with a grandparent, which is great if grandma is up to it 5 days a week. Sometimes she's not. Or the mom and dad can't go to work because they have to stay home and take care of the baby. So child care is just one way that the United Way is impacting, because you have agencies that are child care providers. And then you also are looking at the bigger picture. How can we keep growing this? Get more people to provide child care, get more people to be trained as early childhood people to teach our children. So, yeah, the United Way is really doing it all. So I can't wait to get the press release on Thursday morning. Be sure to send it over bright and early. Don't wait till 8. I need it at 5:30, girl. You can send it Wednesday night. I won't
say it. It's embargoed. So yes, you're good.
Embargo. Just don't. I won't say a word.
Yeah, you can read it and just
Unlike some people, I can keep a secret.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I understand.
Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, inside joke there. So we're going to have a very positive meeting tomorrow night is what I'm hearing.
We're very
you say.
Excited.
Very excited. How's the Dolly Parton Library doing? I'm still amazed that not every single human being is signed up, but I guess that's you're never going to get 100%.
It's going really well. We've noticed that we've had kids graduate already, which is fantastic, and then we've had a steady rate of signups. So we've sat at about that 1,500 number. And it's just kind of been maybe 20 graduate. Well, 20 sign up that next month. The registrations are still coming in, and that's something we're so happy about.
Because babies are always being born.
Exactly.
And I think some parents think, well, it's just a baby. I'm not going to sign up till they can, you know, at least hold the book in their hand. But the point of it is you're supposed to be reading to them. It's not waiting till they read to get a book. It's having books available to them so that when they start to read, they will already have a familiarity with story time. And
yep.
They'll know that the picture is a duck. And then they'll see the word duck, you know. So it's brilliant. And we won't know if it's working for a while.
Yeah, give me 5 years and then I'll let you know.
The Quincy Public Schools and Adams County Schools all do assessments regularly. And so if literacy goes up, if reading scores in second grade go up, I think they could also then maybe ask how many people were members of Dolly Parton. And boy, let me tell you, if there was a direct correlation between Dolly Parton membership and higher reading scores, then hopefully everyone will sign up. You can still sign up. Just go to the United Way website. It doesn't cost a dime to sign up.
Not at all. And it's not just Quincy area. It's all of Adams County. Mm-hmm. So as long as it's an Adams County address, you are good to go.
So right now about 1,500 children are taking advantage of it, and we could probably have about 3,000 children
yep.
take advantage of it. So it's free, folks. Doesn't cost you a dime, so what are you waiting for? Everybody's always complaining about how high prices are.
Yeah,
here's something going to come to you free right through your U.S. Postal Service.
You don't even have to pay shipping.
You don't even have to pay shipping. Is there anything else we need to talk about? I think we need to take a break. I'll let you collect your thoughts. I'm so excited about the annual meeting, but, you know, we can't just talk about tomorrow all day. We have to talk about today all day, too. So Katie Kimber is my guest today from the United Way of Adams County. Their annual meeting is tomorrow night. There are a few seats available. You can't get a table anymore, but there are a few seats hither and yon that they would love for you to be part of the big announcement of the money they've raised, what successes they've had this year, which have been numerous, and then who the chairs are for the upcoming United Way campaign. And, of course, if you can't make it to the dinner tomorrow night, you can listen on Thursday morning, and WTAD News will tell you all about it. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll talk with Bill Mackold from the Quincy Civic Music Association, a great concert coming to Quincy this weekend for the younger crowd. But if you like any kind of jazz or eclectic music, you will love it as well. Katie Kimber is here, and we're going to talk a little bit. We had a whole list of things to talk about, then I forgot them all because I was telling her something else. But Katie, before I let you go for the morning, what else do you want to tell us about? Oh, I know, I remember. There's a big fundraiser up for the United Way. In addition to the campaign, every once in a while you have a few special events. And this one is very, again, symbiotic because it helps the Washington Theater, which is in the throes of being renovated, and it helps the United Way. So two agencies that have different missions and different purposes, but can certainly work together. And, of course, they'll have to make up a name for it so we don't get sued by, Steve Harvey and the Family Feud people. So what in the world would you call this fundraiser?
So we call it United We Feud.
Oh, well, then nobody will think that's Family
Just
Feud
no
at all.
No one tell Steve
nobody,
Harvey, please.
Nobody tells Steve Harvey that we're doing United We Feud.
I think he'd love it. It's for a good cause.
You know, anybody that would actually come down, and I would say this, if you would actually come down and file a lawsuit against a charity that was trying to raise money, you would definitely not do yourself a PR favor, would you?
No,
not at all.
But I think he's got a good heart, and I'm saying that because I want him to love our fundraiser, too, if he ever hears about it. But it's going
to
be nice.
Come to it if you can.
Yeah, come to it if you want.
So
that'd be great.
Give us the details, please.
It is going to be April 12th at the Washington Theater. It starts at 6 p.m. We have a fantastic host. Rich Marcola is going to be our MC for the night. He is fantastic. He's so excited about it. And we have an extensive list of local celebrities that will be competing on our United We Feud. They'll be doing, and it's all local trivia as well. So it's not going to be like you have to know a bunch of cool music trivia or anything like that, or it's all local trivia.
How's it going to be the number one answer then? He's going to ask a question like,
we're surveying local.
Okay. So the question might be, name, you know, 5 presidents visited Quincy.
Yep.
Name them.
Yes.
Of course, whoever gets number one gets the choice to go on, but, you know, then they can, you know. So interesting. We had a caller the other day. He was so mad. He saw the commercial for the bicentennial, and Joe Biden's name wasn't on there. And we said, but, sir, Joe Biden never came to Quincy. Oh, do they have to just have come to Quincy? Yeah, it's our bicentennial. It's not the bicentennial salutes all 46 people who have been president of the United States. It's the people who have come to Quincy. So this will be great. So it is going to be like a buzz in with the right
buzz
answer.
Buzz in, yep. We've got all the technology.
3 strikes and you're out.
Yep.
Okay. And then local people will be forming teams.
Yes.
Okay. So how do we get into this? How much is it to get in? And what other amenities are included? Is there a meal included? Just snacks? What do we have in here?
So it is $60 a ticket. You can buy a table as well for a group of 8. And it's not necessarily like a sit down, you're going to be served a meal, but we're going to have like fun game night food. So we've got like wings, sliders, dip, a bunch of stuff like that, popcorn, candy. It's a really fun laid back.
Spectator food.
Yes. It's a really fun laid back night where come to this fundraiser in a pair of jeans, come in a sweatshirt, come hang out, sit back, have a beer, have some wings, and watch a bunch of people try to answer questions about our community.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Do we get tickets on the United Way website?
Yep, you can get tickets on the United Way website.
And it's at the Washington Theater, which holds a lot of people, so we don't have to worry about no tables available. But get in and get there, because it could fill up.
It probably will fill
up
pretty quick.
It probably will fill
up
pretty quickly. So this will be fun. Local teams of people you know competing to answer questions about, survey says, people were polled in our area in Adams County about questions. And, you know, the great thing about it is some of the answers may be historically accurate. Some may be just what people think. So if you think the first, Justice of the Peace in Adams County back in, 1825 or whatever, was Judge Judy, then if enough people say that, it'll show up on the survey.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to be right. Survey says. Okay. Katie Kimber, we look forward to your press release and all finding out on Thursday morning how everybody did on the United Way. And mark your calendars for April 12th. $60 a person with spectator food, game night food, being served at the Washington Theater. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening up there. Nextran brings you this report from the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. It is warm, folks, warm here in the WTAD studios, thanks to the Newcomb Hotel coming down years ago. We get full sunlight now in the 9 o'clock hour. Bill Mackold is here. He is a local musician, and he's a member of the Quincy Civic Music Association, an educator, someone who promotes all different kinds of music, and so does the Quincy Civic Music Association. So we're always pleased to have Bill Mackold as a guest on the Mary Griffith Show whenever there's a performance coming up, and this is a 2025 Grammy Award-winning group.
Yes.
That's coming to Quincy. So please, without further ado, spell and pronounce this band for us, because they have an umlaut, folks. You don't see an umlaut very often.
Their group is pronounced Sage, rhymes with beige. And they are a Grammy Award-winning vocal supergroup, and they're coming to Quincy, and it's very exciting. We don't get groups of this caliber coming to Quincy very often, so it's really important that we support that kind of endeavor.
Now, here's the question that always happens when the Adams County Fair, for example, books somebody. You've got to book this far enough in advance that it's on your season. So who figured out that Sage was up and coming enough to be hitting their peak with their Grammy right here when they get to Quincy.
Well, I don't think anybody could predict that, but they had been nominated for a Grammy in the past, too, so that wasn't a new thing. They had performed at the Illinois Music Educators Conference a couple of years ago, and one of the members of our board, Debbie Johnson, who most of you probably know, had recommended them as a possibility. So we started working with their management team, and they were going to be in Kansas City, we knew, so we were trying to set something up where we could do something the day after they were in Kansas City. So that is, in fact, what is happening.
I would love to go on the website in Kansas City and see how much a ticket for Sage costs, because I bet it's a little bit higher than $25, which is all you'll pay in Quincy.
I actually had thought about looking that up before I came, and I just didn't get a chance to, but I'm sure it is. $25 is a bargain to see a group like this.
It is. Quincy Civic Music Association, I've said this before, and I'll continue to stand by this. For the money you spend, it is the best comprehensive ticket you can get, because you're going to have ballet, you're going to have this Grammy Award-winning group. You're going to have, you had a steel pan percussionist. I mean, if you want to kind of travel around the world and see all different kinds of genres of things, Quincy Civic Music Association is the season ticket you need to invest in.
That is always our goal. So, and our motto is we bring the world to Quincy.
Well, let's talk about this group. They started during quarantine, back when, you know, musicians couldn't really get together and perform. And so a lot of people started collaborating through, you know, real time and, and FaceTime and everything. And they started using their creative juices, and they came to, I guess, the discovery that they were pretty good together.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about the genesis of that, and now they go out on tour, and what kind of music they play, because I don't know if I have the musical vocabulary to describe
it. Yeah, so, you know, there were a lot of collaborations like this that came out of COVID. I guess you could say maybe that was the one good thing that happened with COVID is, you know, a lot of people were bored sitting at home, and they had home recording studios and realized that they could record their part and somebody else could record their part over the top of it, and you could actually do these collaborations. So it kind of came about through that. I would describe their style as kind of a jazzy pop, contemporary jazz pop. Obviously, lots of harmonies. They're you know, they're four female singers. Their harmonies sound fabulous together. I think they realized that their voices meshed well together, and they had similar goals and similar appreciation of, you know, the style that they wanted to do and that sort of thing. They also travel with a piano player, bass player, and drummer. So they're not an a cappella group.
Not a cappella,
they may
right.
do some a cappella things. But if you watch some of their videos, you know, YouTube them, and they're just really fantastic.
Now, if you want to YouTube them, you're going to have to know how to spell them. And it's S-A with an umlaut, J-E.
Yes.
Sage. Okay, just like beige. Kind of the J on the J.
Right.
Yeah. Sage.
And we should talk about where to get tickets.
Absolutely,
so,
we should.
You can get tickets at Sturhan Jewelers, at Neiman's, at Hy-Vee, and at Square Music, or you can buy them online at quincycivicmusic.org or at the door.
Now, this is going to be at John Wood Community College. That is a fairly intimate venue. I think they have, what, 350?
Yeah, about 350.
350 tickets.
Right.
So only 350 tickets will be sold, and so you're going to have a great seat, unobstructed view. Again, we are very fortunate to have a wide variety of venues in Quincy, from 100 seats to 350 seats to 500 seats to 3,000 seats, whatever you need.
One of our challenges when we program, you know, when we figure out who we're bringing in and talk about that, is to figure out what venue would be appropriate for this. So for Sage, we wanted to make sure that it was an intimate venue that it felt like, you know, regardless, even if it's only 200 people, they're just going to feel crowded, you know, for the group. So we thought that would be a good one. I think three, you know, we'd love to have it full, that's for sure. But either way, even if it's full, it's going to feel really intimate and be a really close show.
Well, the other thing is John Wood does an outstanding job, and I just recently had a chance to work with them as a performer. An outstanding job of their technical crew and the acoustics. That was built to be a performance space.
Yes.
I mean, not that, no offense to the Oakley Lindsay Center, but, you know, things can get kind of rattly around there, you know.
Echoing,
I mean, Hairball is great because, you know, everybody's just screaming at the top of their lungs anyway. But if I want to hear four beautiful women sing beautiful songs, I want to make sure I have the acoustics. So John Wood does that well. The Quincy Civic Music Association, your season's almost over. So buying a season ticket at this point is a moot point.
Right.
$25 is the way to go. But more importantly than that, you really have an education mission as well, and that is why. Tell us about the chances for people to get discounted tickets or free admissions.
We have an arrangement with QU, with Culver Stockton, with John Wood, that their college students and faculty get into these concerts for free. Quincy Public School or any public school teacher gets in for half price, and students under 18 get in for free as well. So many of you can go to see this amazing concert for free, and you should not pass up that opportunity.
I'm wondering if there will be any seats left for the paying customers after these people come. And yet,
we hope not.
We hope not. We hope
we
it's
just
a sellout.
Want it full.
The fuller, the better. Well, let's talk about that, because this all takes money. Obviously, you can work with these major groups, and as they're traveling across the country, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago. We last year had somebody travel all the way from Minneapolis to see a group that you booked, because they had been in Minneapolis and she wanted to see them, and the tickets were $100 a piece, and she could come to Quincy and visit her family and do it for $25. So Bill Mackold, I don't get it. I know I've heard the word not for profit, but I mean, you got to keep the doors open. How in the world are you financing all of this?
So this particular concert is sponsored in part by Arts Quincy and by the Illinois Arts Council through grants. We also have sponsors Knapheide and the Lindsay family, and WGEM is our media sponsor. So every concert has sponsors like that, and again, we apply for grants at various times throughout the year. Some grants are tied to specific concerts, and some grants are just kind of general for the season. So we're certainly blessed in Quincy to have that kind of support from sponsors and families and things like that, but also through the state of Illinois and various grants. So we are not paying the bills with ticket sales. They certainly help, and they go toward the bottom line, but there's a lot of other support to make these things kind of happen.
Well, that is one of the great things about Quincy. You see, because we have so many of these agencies like the Symphony, there are just so many different groups, Blues in the District. Everybody comes together to provide these opportunities, and because we have these opportunities, it grows on itself.
Yes.
In other words, if you were just going to try to, for the first time ever, write an Illinois Arts Council grant because you wanted some great performer to come to your little town, it would be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But because the Quincy Civic Music Association has a track record, because you have a lot of music educators involved with it, because you understand, the diversity that you're trying to bring into that helps you get the funding that you
there's
need.
There's a lot of support.
Do you think, and I mean, this is a kind of off the wall question, because I don't think the Illinois Arts Council is any jeopardy of changing its ways, but do you think in general national funding for the arts will be undergoing a transformation? There always is something different anytime there's a new president, a new administration, even if it's just a Congress changing hands, you know?
Sure.
So I know that there's been some talk like PBS will have reduced funding. The Kennedy Center, is undergoing a transformation now with the reduced funding. So do you feel like the arts may come under the umbrella of we've got to cut these costs? Or do you think most people understand the arts are also vital to our society just as much as, a gun or a can of food on a shelf?
I mean, I hope that the higher-ups in office now will come to that realization and that understanding. I'm not sure that will be the case, but that's just one of those things we're going to have to wait and see at this point.
There could be a disruption, but
probably
won't be a permanent disruption. Right. It never is. The pendulum always,
swings back
to the middle eventually. So, folks, do your part. Get your tickets. Where are those tickets available again?
Sterhan, Neiman's, Hy-Vee, or Square Music.
Okay.
Or on the website, quincycivicmusic.org.
Or that night. 7:30, the curtain goes up. Get there at 7. Get your tickets. They're $25 a piece for adults, and a lot of other people get in for a reduced cost. While I've got you here, do you have one more show left in the series or two?
One. So after this, we have the Chicago Festival Ballet on June 7th, and that'll be a huge one. And that will involve Quincy dancers as well as the professionals.
So that'll be at the Morrison Theater,
yes.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us what they're doing?
You
could if you could remember,
I could if I could remember.
But anyway,
you put me on the spot.
That's okay. We know it's not the Nutcracker because it's in June.
No.
Although that doesn't mean they couldn't do the Nutcracker, but The bottom line is, though, when these ballet things come, and I think you do about every other year, you try to bring a ballet.
Yeah,
in.
It's been a few years
yeah.
now, though.
But you try to get the dancers, whether mm. they're ballet or whatever, right. dancers in Quincy involved. And again, how else are you going to trigger people to understand and like mm-hmm. ballet
right.
unless they go see it, unless children understand that this could be sure. something they could do or
right.
at least enjoy.
Yeah.
And so you're building... Are you trying to build an audience of art appreciators? What is the goal of the Quincy Civic Music Association?
Well, I mean, I think it's just to, you know, Quincy has a very vibrant arts community. We have many of our own groups, but our goal is to bring in, you know, national and international groups to Quincy to show what can be possible at the professional level, for sure.
Well, I know you're part of the symphony, and I mm-hmm. had never seen a... what's that thing called that guy played? It's basically a harpsichord, but...
Oh, the...
it starts with a
cymbalom.
C. The cymbalom.
Yes.
And now, here...
It's like a hammer dulcimer.
It's a hammer dulcimer, yeah.
Deluxe hammer dulcimer.
A harpsichord, yeah. Well, here's my thought about that with you as an educator. This guy is one of five cymbalom players in the United States, and I don't want to, you know, disparage him in any way, but there will soon only be four cymbalom players, because this guy's old. So... You know, now this is crazy, but if somebody came to you and said, I saw that, I want to learn how to do that, do you think I could make a living doing that? What would be your answer?
My answer is always, if you do something to the best of your ability, you're going to be fine. You know, if you work hard and you put yourself in a position to you know, be known and make the best of your abilities, you're going to be okay. Now, where you would learn to play that, I don't think there's anybody in Quincy that can teach that. You'd have to go to Chicago and take lessons with that gentleman and kind of
and again, you
build
better
up
hurry.
His contacts.
But again, he's making a living still, traveling
yes,
around, uh-huh. showing off his cymbalom.
Uh-huh. And he has played that piece, I think he said, 25 times or more or something.
Well, that's
like
the other
that,
thing. But... You don't have to worry about learning an extensive repertoire.
Right.
I think pieces for cymbalom are limited.
Wow, there's quite a bit of solo literature
right.
for them, I know, but as far as playing with an orchestra, yeah.
But see, this is just what fascinates me when I go to something like that, and I look at that guy and I said, okay, there's five of him in the United States, mm. soon to be four. Mm. Who knows how old the other ones are? I'm like, I don't mean...
Who's carrying that mantle,
yeah, who's
right?
carrying the mantle? And I don't mean to sound it looks simple, because a hammer dulcimer
right.
is not, but, you know, if you have musical ability, I would think you could learn to play that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so... You know, that just fascinates me.
Right.
There are so many instruments that are so bizarre and
mm-hmm.
very limited.
Yeah. I mean, you
in
hope
scope.
There's somebody out there learning that at a younger age.
Well,
maybe,
probably
you know,
he is teaching
he
a whole generation
stuff.
Of people.
Well,
that
there
are
used to be, you know, if you're familiar with the old music store here, Spurrier's
yeah.
Music, you know, the Spurrier family, they taught a whole generation of accordion players here in Quincy. And for a long time, you know, until some of them started to pass on or whatever, there were tons of people around Quincy that played accordion. And there's still a few that I know of. I don't know, they don't actively play anymore, but they had a whole accordion school. So it's just, you know, those kind of things can spawn little regional pockets of that kind of activity.
Isn't that why clarinet is so popular at QU for some reason? There seems
well,
to be
it's because of Louis being here
yeah,
for so long,
yeah,
Louis
Maraglione. You know, I mean, yeah. it things like this happen. So whatever you want to play, there's a place for you to
mm-hmm.
play it.
True.
Quincy Civic Music Association, one of the best. $25, you won't be disappointed. 2025 Grammy Award-winning group, Sage. The Umlauf.
You did that on purpose.
I did it. Four females are coming here to do their Grammy Award-winning, and they're jazzy. They write their own stuff. They're composers. It's really going to be fantastic. We will see you Saturday night at John Wood Community College. And if you have students and you want to bring them along, please do, because they can get in for free. Thank you so much, Bill. We'll see you again before the ballet.
Thank you for having us.
Bring your tutu next time. And
that'll be a sight.
I will be practicing my cymbalom later, because Bill is teaching me the triangle, but I don't know if I can fall back just on triangle.
No.
So I could be a traveling triangle and cymbalom
yes.
player. Okay, I've got my future mapped out for
Perfect.
Me.
Perfect.